Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for taking the time again to come talk to us. And, you know, we were talking about it a little before we came on air that things just weather-wise aren't really going the way that a lot of people would want in the winter weather. I mean, we're seeing prolonged periods of no snow, and mixed that with warmer weather, it just really hasn't been quite the experience this winter that a lot of people were hoping for.
No, you know, it's been kind of feast or famine. You know, we had a couple of big storms, one in Thanksgiving, one over the Christmas holidays. And then it's just been really small amounts since then. And this does affect avalanche conditions. We've been dealing with a mostly low to moderate avalanche danger this week, which is good news. But the riding conditions haven't been all that great up there. Looking into the weekend, it looks like we'll continue to see a low to a moderate avalanche danger up there. And I guess the message for folks is that there's plenty of weak snow up there right now. There's layers that I'm concerned about, but they're just not doing anything right now. They're not producing avalanches. But they certainly have the potential to down the road when we start seeing more snow. So I want that to be the message that people are getting here. There's no question that we can go into a more dangerous period here coming up.
Yeah, and it's like you said, they haven't actively been causing avalanches, but it is kind of that landmine where it definitely is capable of creating those hazardous conditions. Now, we were talking about it a little bit before we came on air, and there is kind of a pressure system building up in Alaska that some models are predicting might drift a little south, but for the most part, it's expected to stay more to the northern side of Utah.
Yeah, there's been a ridge of high pressure north of the United States, and I find that the weather models kind of have a hard time handling this pattern. But the big picture right now is that there is a storm moving in, and it's going to feed moisture into Utah from a westerly direction. It's going to be warm. And it just looks like the fire hose might be just a little bit north of us. So it's looking like maybe Salt Lake Mountains or maybe even just a little north of that really is where the bullseye could be. I'm thinking that we're not going to see that much snow down here during this event. Although all it takes is a slight shift and we'll get into some of that snow as well. But like I say, the avalanche danger is generally low to moderate right now. We're going to want to keep our eyes on things if we start seeing more snow, and those weak layers certainly can become reactive again at that point.
Now, let's talk about safety again. One of the topics that we always like to hit on in these interviews, we talk time and time again about knowing how to use the equipment, or owning the equipment, knowing how to use that equipment. But let's talk for a second about some other things that we really haven't touched on. In your opinion, what are some things that, outside of having that safety equipment, that you think people can do to stay safe while exploring the high country?
Oh yeah, that's a great question, and probably the most important thing out there is learning to know what avalanche terrain is, and that's basically trying to judge slope steepness. So slopes that are steeper than 30 degrees are capable of producing avalanches. So if you never want to get in an avalanche, if you never want to get caught, the most simple thing is to be able to recognize those steeper slopes and stay off of them and stay out from underneath them. Now, obviously, folks don't always want to. There are people out there that'll be willing to take some risks. I'm one of them. I like to get up into steep slopes from time to time. But the key there is that knowing what the avalanche danger is for a given day, and when it's appropriate to get onto that steeper terrain, and when it's not appropriate to get onto that steeper terrain.
Yeah, I was going to say, on that risk-taking, I feel like if anyone can take those risks, it'd be you. You're a bit of an avalanche expert, I think it's fair to say. So you can probably more correctly judge how dangerous these slopes are, more so than, you know, the common Joe like me trying to go out and just kind of explore. So it is key to kind of just know those surroundings and kind of know what level you're at in terms of wilderness preparedness.
Yeah, and again, the bottom line, safest way to stay safe out there is to avoid those steep slopes if you're at all concerned. Now, the second thing you can do, if you are do like to get in steep terrain, skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling, whatever, check that daily avalanche forecast, because that'll tell you what kind of danger, what kind of avalanche danger we're dealing with out there, and if it might be appropriate, an appropriate day to get onto steeper terrain, or is it a day to just play in the meadows and stay away from steeper terrain? That's some of the best advice that I can give folks, is to check that daily avalanche forecast. It's utahavalanchecenter.org. That's the website. And search for the Manti Skyline, and you'll get the most detailed information.
And then looking at things coming up for you individually, on Friday, you're going to be down in Richfield at the Sevier County Search and Rescue Building, and you're going to be giving a presentation on how to stay safe from avalanches in our local mountains. And that's going to start at 7 p.m. What kind of topics are you going to cover?
Yeah, so we'll talk about rescue gear. We'll talk about why it's important to have that rescue gear and why it's important to be practice with your rescue gear. We're going to talk about avalanche terrain, just like I was talking about. Really, the number one thing is slope steepness. So we're going to discuss that and ways that folks can learn to judge how steep a slope is. We'll talk about snowpack and the various weak layers that we're dealing with this winter. And it's not an uncommon thing. We deal with these weak layers from winter to winter. And talk about those and how they play a role right now and how they might play a role down the road when we do add more snow on top of them. And then we're going to take a look at some avalanche accidents. And that's something else that folks can check out on our website and learn a lot from, are these accidents that have happened here in Utah. And the most important thing about them is we really can learn a lot of stuff about how mistakes get made, and hopefully we don't make those same mistakes in the future. So those avalanche reports are accident reports are really a valuable tool for folks. So we'll go over a couple of those there in Richfield as well. And they also are going to have some field training on Saturday. And that'll be about 9 o'clock up the Gooseberry Trailhead. And folks can come there, and we'll teach them how to use their avalanche beacons and avalanche gear as well.
Yeah, so if you're hanging out in Richfield on Friday night, it's worth checking out. Go to the Sevier County Search and Rescue Building at 7 p.m. and watch this presentation. Learn more about how you can stay safe in avalanche conditions. Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, I think just, you know, the big picture message is that we're dealing with a low to moderate avalanche danger right now, but the structure is not the best. There's a lot of weak snow out there. It's just not doing anything right now. We really need another load to get things active again. So just pay attention as the winter progresses, because we certainly could see dangerous avalanche conditions again.
Well, Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. We were talking this week's avalanche forecast. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.